About to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the 5 o'clock happy hour. And my little buddies joined us back for a grueling two-day work week after a three-day weekend.
I know. I'm going to go hit the sandy beaches of Florida tomorrow. So, I'm going to coast on the way out today. Good to be with you, Crudy, Fancy, Brian, Evan, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday.
Well, Dominic, now I know why Lindsey Graham had to duck out a little bit early from Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation.
Lindsey Graham or Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
A little Cancun action.
Well, I thought maybe Lindsay was meeting you on the beach. It was interesting because there are arguments being made by Republicans and you know, they're asking questions. Just asking questions here.
Right,
just asking questions.
Yeah, you know, just asking.
But some of the questions they're asking stem from, let's say, before the Civil War. You know, they're going way, way back.
The slavery days.
Yes, some of them. You know, slavery days, let's just say. Senator Ted, pardon me, the other senator from Texas, John Cornyn, used two main cases from the 1800s to ask about same-sex marriage, which was legalized by the Supreme Court in 2015. But many saw problems with this argument that were characterized as both racist and factually incorrect. A little bit more here. I know, you dropped your stuff.
I know. What?
Cornyn, who was once the Attorney General of Texas, asked Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson if she would agree that the Dred Scott case and Plessy versus Ferguson were appropriately overruled by the Supreme Court. Dom, you well know Dred Scott was never overturned by the Supreme Court. It was overturned by the 13th Amendment. At the time, March 6, 1857, the Supreme Court ruled the Constitution didn't give citizenship to those kidnapped in Africa and brought to the United States as slaves. Addressing the line of questioning, legal analyst Ellie Mistel lamented that the argument from Cornyn was substantive due process wasn't even invented during those cases. So he's making an argument about something that hadn't been invented yet. Why didn't you use the supercomputer?
Right.
He also remarked that the way Cornyn was discussing marriage and using the argument of inventing new rights was the same argument made when racists protested interracial marriage, Dom. The idea of religious freedom, he seemed to argue, allows people to block marriages. Because my white Christian church doesn't like you. What, mix in the races?
Well, and if you're
the
white
linens in the walls,
fundamentalist, speaking in tongues, Amy COVID Barrett Church doesn't want to marry gay people, they don't have to. But when you require as a piece of your marriage that you get licensed by the state does not have the right to block interracial marriage. And that's really the crux of the issue. And when you bring up, you know, the Dred Scott and the 13th Amendment and you know, after the Civil War and Reconstruction, you know, for as much as these white male Republicans lament the thought of critical race theory, they sure are talking about times in which, you know, black people and women and other minorities were not allowed and given those very rights that they claim now is no big deal. We don't want to talk about race at all ever. It's all good now. I'm thinking, well, it wasn't during Dred Scott. Reconstruction, you know, was fine until the feds pulled back and then the harassment and the lynching started, right? Plessy versus Ferguson, right? Until what? 1896, until Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954. Loving Virginia was what? 1967. So where in those time frames was there equality with minorities and the white people in this country? When did that happen? And then after that, going to the 70s and 80s, hell, redlining now, disparate prosecution for drug laws as we speak today. When exactly did we gain parity with white, rich, landowning men and everybody else? I'm just wondering what that day is.
Well, the day you stuck critical race theory into the Constitution, or at least you liberals are trying.
I mean, it's just...
Did you hear the questions of this esteemed judge about critical race theory? I mean, what an asinine line of argument. Is she an educator? Well, I hear you like... I mean, everyone from Marsha Blackburn on down the line asking her about critical race theory. As if she makes judicial rulings predicated on critical race theory.
Well, I don't think any of those Republicans among themselves could agree on what exactly they're even talking about. Is it a discussion of race in our institutions? Or is it just anything that makes those white people feel uncomfortable about this country's very specific and factual racial history?
What'd you think about when Lindsey Graham started peppering her about her religion? How often do you go to church? On a scale of 1 to 10, would you call yourself, you know, sort of heathen atheist like Dominic, like a one?
Yes, of course.
Or are you a holier than thou 10 like Ted Cruz?
It's well, you know where I'm at, man. I don't believe in any of that. So I am an atheist. I do not believe that anybody died for my sins. I don't believe in Thor. I don't believe in the Roman gods. I don't believe in any of
it. Well, a few might have died because of your sins, but please continue.
Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology, right? I mean, in 1,000 years from now, some Marvel comics are going to come out with Jesus superhero. So I don't buy any of it. And in some regards, and I got to admit, I'm biased in this regard. When Amy Coney Barrett was, you know, belongs to this church, it speaks tongues. I mean, what? Oh, okay. But whatever. You know, whatever gets you.
Are you saying her religion is appropriate fodder, Dianne Feinstein? Because that's where this all started, right?
Right.
Back when she was before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Amy Coney Barrett, back in 2017. She was asked about the dogma of her Catholic Church.
Yes.
And that was a bridge too far for Lindsay.
Well, but in that regard, now, of course, Jackson Brown obviously is a Christian woman, whatever. Now, she doesn't seem to be as crazy as Amy Coney Barrett is. I don't hear her talking about speaking tongues or any of that, but they essentially believe in the same
non-denominational
kind of thing.
Presbyterian. It's not exactly the same.
But
it's not The Handmaid's Tale.
Well, whatever. I mean, you believe in sin? You believe in the concept of sin? You believe in the Ten Commandments?
Don't you believe in the concept of sin?
No, I absolutely do not.
Sin. Come on, sin. Good and bad.
What is sin?
Well, I can define it when I see it.
You know it when you do it?
It depends on how it makes me feel, whether or not it's sinful.
So I think that entire line of questioning in some regards is totally offline and in some sense totally appropriate. And, you know, who am I to decide? You know, certainly we want, you know, judicial nominees to be grounded and have a sense of reality. If someone stood up and said, I believe in the great god Odin, everybody would be like, what, dude? That's crazy. But if you say, I believe in Jesus, that's totally fine. That makes total sense. To me, none of it makes any sense. So while I think it's inappropriate in the sense that we in this country, even right now, in given this line of questioning, are biased against those like me and other non-believers for our non-belief. What do you think the reaction would be from Lindsey Graham if she said, I don't have any faith. I don't believe in God. I think this is all we have right now, and I'm going to act in that regard. Do you think that would make her more or less appealing to the Republicans on the asking the questions?
You faithless heathen!
This is you give it to me right now, and I joke because I don't care. But people do judge others like that.
I do judge you. I do judge you.
Well, and you're wrong.
I know the Bible. I believe the Bible says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." But I'm judging you, man. I'm judging you.
You're committing a sin in your judgment of me, which you're not supposed to do. But I'm supposed to just say whatever you guys believe, regardless of what it be. Any of the other major quote unquote religions right now, or any of the religions that have come and gone, or religions that'll come in the future, it's all bunk to me. So in some sense, yes, it's a totally appropriate. If you believe in the sun god, you believe in Odin, well, these are the things that people say, well, they're not grounded in reality. But if you say you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or any of the other major religions of the day, you'd be totally accepted. And as a non-believer, I find that so monumentally hypocritical.
Turn the other cheek, brother. Do you believe in a moral compass? You know, because I'm starting to question my friendship with you, man. You got to believe in something, right? I mean, maybe
I
it's not.
I'll have another drink. You don't need. Yes, I believe in empathy. I believe in the shared human experience.
You believe in right and wrong and moral and immoral. You just want to be the one defining what that is for you, right?
Well, but doesn't everybody define it for them? Or do you need someone to tell you?
Well,
what
some
it
need
is.
The church to tell them whether or not they've been sinful.
You know, for I can just do it by the organized religion, as you call the church, and you know, being the Sicilian that I am, growing up in the Catholic faith. Bitch, please. You know, these are not the organizations that are going to dictate morals. I mean, you can go back in all religious history, from the Crusades to whatever you want. Religion has been a scourge upon humanity since its existence.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. He's the Father. He's the Son. He's the Holy Ghost. You know, we're sort of a trifecta here.
I thought there was only one God. I'm so confused.
Well, you just, you know, drink the blood of Jesus over there. I know you got some in the cup.
Have the dry wafer. That's right.
Little body of Christ. Here's a question I have for you, and perhaps the audience, if you want to play along. 844-967-2789. Lindsey Graham went on to say, all the Guantanamo detainees should be held for life. In his little religion, there is no redemption, right? You're held for life. There's no moving beyond. So I want to talk about that. An eye for an eye, pal. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The stuff you ain't supposed to talk about at the dinner table.
Good thing it's happy hour.
The most important decision you can make right now is, where do you stand? Goodness or badness?
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say, yes!
Hey, it's Thor again. You know, the god of thunder?
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.